K4HNR, N4ZLK. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning, Connor, N4ZLK. I was standing in the kitchen with my HT and talking to Beth, and I heard you. How are you this morning, Connor? Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, doing well. I feel a little late to start this morning. That's about 10 minutes after I wanted to, but, yeah, that's a Monday morning for you after a three-day weekend.
Good morning to you, too. I hope you had a good Easter. Connor, this is Patrick. KO4HKX, he lives up in, between Hendersonville and Brevard in Penrose.
Good morning, Connor. Nice to meet you, and I hope you had a good Easter. And Shane, I hope you had a good Easter also, and yes, I did. It was nice to spend some time with family.
Nice to meet you, too. It was a good time, a nice little break from work, and yeah, some good family time and good food, and man, I hope you had a good weekend also.
The radio, Patrick, and yes, I had a great time because I got to see Connor and Gabrielle and everybody else yesterday. We're the great family and great food he was talking about, Patrick.
He wouldn't have it any other way, though, and Connor's good, really good to hear you on the air finally, and look forward to talking to you on Downlog many times.
Hope I'm coming through okay. I had a hard time hearing both of you. I'm passing right by Furman now. Not sure if that has any interference or it's too far away or anything.
You got a shadow there for the repeater, but it'll clear up as you get on past towards Traveler's Rest, and then you'll be good until you get about halfway up the mountain. Patrick knows about this. He comes down that way every day and goes back up. About halfway up, you'll lose the signal, and then once you get to the top, you won't be able to make it anymore.
All right, and also those solar panels over there in front of Furman tend to interfere with the radio reception right through there.
Yeah, now it's crystal clear. I guess there's those solar panels. Who knew?
Solar panels are the answer to the world's problems. Haven't you heard?
But not necessarily falling for it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. That's so funny. Yeah, Shane, you got a big Monday ahead of you? What you got planned?
I might, depending on if the grass is wet or not, I might try to cut it. But my other big plan is to take a nice nap before I go into work this afternoon. So that's the big plans. Beth's going over to watch Ada. And possibly winter, too. I'm not sure, but she's leaving here in about an hour to go watch Ada.
Great plans. I've got a big day in the office and got to head over to Asheville at some point to pick up some paperwork. And yeah, you mentioned Henry from over in Penrose. Henry, I don't know if you know where Forge Valley Event Center. My wife and I go to church there. I grew up in that area over around Mills River.
You're familiar with that area over there. I grew up right there in the Little River Valley, so been around there my entire life.
Yesterday we went to church with him, and sorry, Connor, it's Patrick, not Henry. I'm sorry if I said something wrong there, but it's Patrick, KO4HKX.
Right, thank you. Awesome. Well, cool. Yeah, we grew up going to Pisgah National Forest all the time, and yeah, I love that area. And now, we grew up over there, and just a few weeks ago, my wife and I moved down here to Traveler's Rest, joined the South Carolina gang.
About that, congratulations. Moving down here is probably a little cheaper to live, for sure.
A little cheaper, but I tell you what, this pollen is about twice as worse. It's been quite the few weeks here right in the spring.
Honey, the local honey every day, Connor, that'll get you acclimated.
I've heard that same thing. It will help. And yes, the pollen down here for the first few years of me coming down here every day really messed with my sinuses too. It just took me a while to get used to it.
Shane, did you mention, Patrick, do you drive this route, I guess, up and down 25 each day, or what do you do?
I'm on a Macro Tool franchise, and I drive down from Penrose every day down 25. I park my tool truck down on Upper Road in Hendersonville, and I switch vehicles there and come down in it.
Yeah, I think, okay, that sounds familiar. I think Shane's mentioned you before. That's pretty cool. Sounds fun. Yeah, it's not too bad of a drive heading up and, up and down this mountain.
Not. It takes me about an hour, with the vehicle switch and everything, about an hour and a half to make the trip. But it also gives me time to leave the day behind.
That sounds good. Yeah, it's not too bad to have some windshield time. No, Shane gets a good bit of, he gets a little bit of windshield time.
What are you talking about, Connor?
Now, you'll just have to sit there while the truck drives itself, and you'll just get to put your feet up and take a little nap.
He's out there all by himself.
Well, there, but I think Connor won out. Go ahead, Patrick.
Sorry about that, Connor. I was just giving you a hard time about going tonight.
The autopilot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now.
Just joking, everybody. No autopilot.
One of those self-driving trucks that likes to rear into the median concrete barriers.
Company's working on that very diligently, trying to come up with them.
Out of here. I got to go ahead and get everything set up and ready to go for today. Connor, nice to meet you. Shane, I'll talk to you on down log. Hope you get you some rest tonight, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on your way in. And sorry to intrude there. I just heard Shane's call. Didn't recognize it was Connor's voice. But good to talk to both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
Patrick, nice to meet you. Hope you have a great day. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, Patrick. And no problem, you're not intruding at all. Come on in anytime. N4ZLK. Connor, radio sounds really good, nice and clear.
Yeah, I still need to return that other antenna. Need to get around to doing that, but yeah, your old antenna is holding up. I'm glad it's sounding good. It definitely has a lot more flex in it than the one I did have. So it looks like it's struggling and in pain, but I guess it's coming through clear.
Wind resistance, it's just bending right over. I can actually hear you on input. How much power are you running on there?
High.
That one does what, 60, 65 watts on high?
But that sounds right. I think so.
Well, you can get away with low power for most of it. When you go up the mountain there, if it starts breaking in and out, you could probably bump it up. But there's a couple of black holes, you know, or that one on the way up. As Patrick calls it, a black hole about halfway up. And then once you get to the top, you'll fade in and out. You'll kind of lose it. There's areas where you can hit it pretty well, but along 25 before it gets to 26, it's pretty much in a shadow. But there's a couple of repeaters up there. Well, I can't hit them very well, but from where I am, the mountain blocks it. But, you know, the Asheville repeater, Hendersonville, 640-146-640. And there's a 147-285. It's on Hogback Mountain. You can actually see it to the right as you're going up there, over there in Tryon. You can hit that one pretty well up there.
Yeah, that shadow, I know exactly what you're talking about. I always make sure to hang up a phone call right before I hit that. I was trying to see if Seth wanted a carpool this morning. We carpool most days, probably 3 out of the 5 days we drive up. But he wanted to go mountain biking after work, and last time we went, I popped my back tire, so I'm out of commission. So he drove separately so he can go mountain biking.
I'm sorry about my youngest son being so selfish like that. He told me that you had blown a tire. I actually talked to him about either you and I going and borrowing his bike, or he and I going and me borrowing yours at some point. If that'd be all right, I'd kind of like to go. He's been asking me to go for a while.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, you definitely need to get in on it. I don't know about starting on Pleasant Ridge. I had a hard enough time doing it, and if it had been, you know, a while since I rode a bike, or I wasn't, I don't know, not as familiar with it. It's a hard one. I mean, I even still, I've only done it a few times, and it's tricky. But Yeah, you can get your own. All three of us can go sometime.
What are you trying to say about me there, Connor? I know, I'd like to get one at some point. That'd probably be good for me, too. Get a little more exercise.
It's good for everybody to get a little bit more exercise. And Ethan, too. You know what? We need to get him on it. All four of us need to get out and get some fresh air.
I can take those two boys on, I think. I don't know about you, but I think I can take them on.
That's fair. Yeah, I agree with you.
To say that.
Sounds about right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, on Thursday when we were, we went right after our quarterly meeting that we had, we were out there and we were 5 miles into the 6 mile ride and I hit a rock and I heard, you know, the air flying out of my tire. You know, at first I thought it was Seth behind me going, you know, making the sound and then I just stopped moving. All the air went out.
Went over there last week at one point. And we walked a little bit of the trail. Didn't realize it was so long, but it was a beautiful day. We took Blossom and walked around, and we did have Blossom. That's right. Took her out for a little bit. She needed some exercise, is what it was.
Well, that's a good dog owner move. Look at you take care of her. That's awesome. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, the few times I've gone, we see a few hikers, but yeah, I like how it's swapped, like the direction, so everyone stays safe, and Seth said he's run into a few people who are going the wrong way, and you just kind of politely tell them, hey, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, there's a certain way you got to do this every month.
But you can see each other coming, or the bikers can see the hikers before they get up on them, is that why they do the opposite direction?
That's exactly why.
Because, you know, we noticed the trail was narrow at some places and also couldn't see around the corner. So I guess that would make a lot of sense.
I would do that because mostly they, you know, the walkers, those hikers, they can see us bikers coming so they can hop off the trail. But it's crazy. They really, you come up on them fast and you're staring, you know, right in front of your tire a lot of the time. So it gives them enough time to jump out of the way and, you know,
come up against another bike coming the opposite way. Do they switch it up? You said something every month. Do they switch it where you go the opposite directions at times?
Yeah, every month they have arrows at the front, and they switch which way the hikers have to go and which way the bikers have to go. And Shane, I'm coming up on that mountain spot. I might lose you. I'm not sure how this sounded, but anyway, I'll talk to you later. But I'm glad I could finally hop on this morning. Hope you have a great day, K4HNR.
Thanks for the call. It's really good to hear you, and it's really great to see you guys yesterday. We had a lot of fun, and you guys are welcome anytime, of course. All right, you have a good day, and enjoy the beautiful, I think it's supposed to be beautiful, enjoy the weather. Say hello to Seth and Gabrielle when you get home. We'll talk to you later. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
Hello, Shane. Hope you enjoy your nap. You're also welcome anytime. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, K4HNR.
And you still sound good there, but enjoy your trip up to the office. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.